This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it Friday?
Yes!
Oh, glad to hear that.
Woohoo!
It's Friday. Glad to hear that. All right, this is a diet soda, though, unless you think it's
different
kind
sure.
of beverage.
And what are you pouring inside that diet soda? There's a question there.
I have the Cloverdale tangy summer sausage on one side here and the diet soda on the other. I wouldn't tell you what kind of diet soda, but they're not a sponsor. And you know what? We need
to eat.
Well,
that could be arranged.
Todd and I, we have to eat, right? We have. We have homes to cool. We have families to feed. Kids to get through college, in my case. Ouch!
Hey, I've got a daughter to get through a wedding on Monday now.
Ooh, yes. That one will really, really set you back a little.
Uh-huh.
My wife and daughter just returned at about 1 a.m. last night, kicking the tires on a college out in New York City, as a matter of fact. And I'm afraid to ask what the tab on that sucker is. But thankfully, she's a really smart girl. And so she'll have a lot of scholarship opportunities. So she's kicking tires. I told her, you know, UMary is a very nice school. Your mother went to the University of North Dakota. That's a very nice school. But somehow they want to go, you know, spread the wings a little bit, Todd. You know how that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Take off, go elsewhere. But we have one very happy customer at UND who's just wrapped up his sophomore year and another one entering college. So, in other words, we need to eat. And if you are the maker of a fine diet soda and you'd like to be a sponsor, you know, give our station a call. We'll be
I drink plenty too, so I mean, we'd be happy to endorse those for you.
Exactly. We have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and we're going to give away some bacon today. We do that on Fridays. We have a little fun. In fact, next Friday we're cranking up our Maduro giveaways. The musical's back, the Pitchfork Fondue. And all the fun, and we have a little fun on Fridays, and so we'll alternate between the Cloverdale bacon and the Medora fun. Today I have a pound of bacon for the best caller of the day. And I'd like to do it in this first half hour, if we can, because we have a guest at 9:30. Gary Emanuel will join us. He ended up in a meeting with Donald Trump yesterday. Gary's the former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota and is a serial entrepreneur. And he is one of those guys, kind of like Congressman Kevin Cramer, that endorsed Donald Trump early enough to get on the radar of the Trump team. And so it's pretty amazing. We'll tell you about a really high-test meeting with Donald Trump yesterday and what was said here at the bottom of the hour. We, in the 10 o'clock hour today, are going to host the final debate of the Republican primary between the two top, right now the two top poll recipients, and then Tuesday it'll be, you know, who gets the most votes to decide who is the Republican nominee for governor in North Dakota. This race really is deciding who the next governor is, honestly. I always say that with all due respect to the Democrats, but history would tell us that's likely to happen. Anything could happen, but my guess is whoever wins Tuesday is the next governor of North Dakota. November will decide that final. I'm just giving you an opinion. But anyway, we're excited that both Attorney General Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum, who have been pounding the pavement, looking for votes, and in all corners of North Dakota, were kind enough to do one more debate to round off our Talk Radio Town Hall series today on the program. And one question I do have for you is, what issue will most drive your decision in that vote on Tuesday? Or if you've already voted absentee or early voting or whatever, what one decision, one issue did do it. The reason I ask that is because I'm looking at a pile the size of, you know, I don't know what here, Mount Rushmore, with options for topics and questions today for the candidates. And what's most important to you is what's most important to us here on What's on Your Mind. So love to know what one issue. You got to tell me one. You got to narrow it down. This is the when I vote for my governor, it's about tax relief. It's about, you know, I don't know, the economy. It's about jobs. Whatever it is, it's about the faith and family issues, as I call them, values issues, the pro-life, whatever it is. Tell me at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Your email questions, always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And don't forget, Todd gets lonely if you don't text him. I mean, he wants in on the action. So text Todd, like you need more to do, at 701-226.
Well, I don't get any Cloverdale bacon like you do, or at least not nearly as much. So
8503. I went with the summer sausage today, a snack on during the program. So anyway, the number to text Todd, 701-226-8503. That's my one and only question. As you can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Maybe you want to talk about Gordie Howe.
Yeah, that was sad.
Gordie Howe died this morning, 88 years of age. I am so glad that I got a chance to meet him up in Warroad, Minnesota. Cal Marvin, rest his soul, used to host a hockey banquet every year up at Warroad for the Lakers, a semi-pro team up there years ago. And Cal is a legend. I just love the man. Just loved him. One of the godfathers of Sioux hockey. Got things started in the program at UND. And he and Gordie Howe are pals, and so he'd bring him up there now and then. So I had a chance to meet him, chat with him, have a good time. And just was a salt-of-the-earth guy, really was. But a great, great hockey legend, Gordie Howe, died today at 88 years of age. So we'll be praying for his soul and also for the family there. I always have a hard time being sad when somebody dies at 88. Sad in the sense that, yes, they're gone, but, man, what a life, right? I mean, we'd love to have the life that Gordie Howe had, so.
But he's kind of one of those timeless guys that was like always going to be there, and now all of a sudden he's gone. I guess that's where I was getting at. But
yeah, I'm a little bummed out. By the way, one other thing on the race before I go to the calls here, on the debate rather. We will be doing Facebook Live today, which is kind of a hot new thing. And all it is if you're on Facebook, you know, you can go to Facebook and it's sort of like a TV channel on Facebook where in the feed is a live feed. And we've done a couple of Facebook Live videos asking for questions for the candidates today. We're going to actually take the whole next hour of this program and put it on Facebook Live. It'll be on my page, Scott Hennon, and then What's on Your Mind page, K-Fire's page. We'll share it as well. But you'll kind of get a behind-the-scenes flavor of what's happening during a debate and maybe during the break get a chance to chit-chat with the candidates as well. I won't ask them any tough stuff during the break, you know, just like about their families or whatever. So. Anyway, check that out if you want to on Facebook. We want you listening on AM 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, rockin' the Bakken, and the Western Edge, 1460 KLTC, but you can also watch on Facebook while you're listening. Karen Fargo has a question on, or a comment related to our question on the number one issue that influenced your vote in this primary. Karen, tell me.
I'm from central North Dakota, and we need new industries that aren't farming. The farming is fine exactly the way it is right now, and so I voted for Doug Burgum on Tuesday.
And when you say new industries, you like this idea of diversify the economy, have more things besides ag, oil, that would prompt jobs and inject bucks into the economy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the answer is not to change farming. The answer is to add different industries to farming.
Yeah, interesting. Which I think we do, but I think it's been a focal point in the debate about how to do it, right? But that's a very good, I think, overarching theme to influence a vote, Karen, and I appreciate your call. I'll add that one to the list to talk a little bit about, okay, because I think both Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum would tell you they're all for diversifying the economy. Wayne would probably say we are, right? Here's a number of examples where we've done this already. Doug would probably say, well, here's where we can do better, but might as well hear about it. Good topic. Thank you. Kirby Minot, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was just listening to that call. I don't understand the whole corporate farming issue, but that's not why I called. I would like to... first of all, ask the governor about Congress voting on single issue items, making laws that way, and if they would not push for that, why would they not? I mean, to me, it seems like, you know, if it's a good idea, put the idea out there, vote on it, pass or, you know, don't pass, but stop throwing all this extra crap on there. You know, let's get some good laws passed, you know, and if
the sausage making of congressional action is enough to drive you crazy. It really is. What you're talking about, just good common sense of just be yes or no, one issue, on to the next one. Yes or no, on to the next one.
So why don't the governors and Congress push for that, you know?
I would really
like to ask Trump that question, too. Why not push for that, you know? Don't send me anything up here that's got 15 things added onto the defense.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Those questions really are more for Speaker Ryan and congressional leaders than governor candidates. But, you know, governor candidates or even a presidential candidate and Donald Trump could advocate for it for sure, Kirby. Good thoughts. More calls after this on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets 3 times the view of our next 3 competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. There is so much about the coal industry that is maligned in the mainstream media and, unfortunately, by the current administration. It really, really, really is important for you to get facts, okay? Number one, get facts and then let your member of Congress, your legislators, your elected leaders know exactly where you stand on this issue. Honestly, folks, our friends in the lignite industry in North Dakota, the coal industry nationwide, they need us to have their back. They need friends and neighbors standing up with them to say, wait a minute, wait a minute. What you're trying to do is destroy an industry. You're not trying to improve things. You're not trying to make the environment better. You're trying to destroy the industry. There's no way to look at the Clean Power Plan and what they command of North Dakota as an example and say, these folks are well-intentioned. You can't do it. You'll figure that out in a heartbeat when you check out what the Clean Power Plan is all about. Get some coal facts and check out the latest news. It's SecureEnergyFuture.org. It's a partnership of Minnesota and North Dakota families and businesses. Affordable electricity, reliable electricity matters to all of us. Very integral to our economy. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. We are big in Minot today, by golly. We're going to go back to Minot. Char in the Magic City, the home of the State Fair, where we're going to be there for 811 Call Before You Dig Day. Can't wait to be back at the State Fair this year. Char, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. One, I was at the Varenri Electric annual meeting last night here in Minot. There was a large crowd there. And by the way, they have a resolution supporting the coal industry in North Dakota, which was good. But both Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem were there. And I was just watching the people come up to him and talk to him. And I thought how blessed we are in North Dakota that our people running for office and those in our elected officials are so approachable, so easy to talk to. And, you know, I don't think there's another state where that happens. They don't come with a whole entourage of protection. They're just coming. Easily talk to the people. In fact, they'll seek you out. You know, it's just amazing to me. And I know people from other states can't believe that we say Doug or Wayne or, you know, and we know who we're talking about. And it's just a blessing, I think.
Char, you could not be more right. And our breath of fresh air in the middle of a, you know, rather heated race for this prize on Tuesday. I've said a few times on the air, we can't go wrong here.
No, I don't think we can either. In fact, I voted early, and it was very, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's just these are good people. They come with different resumes, so you sort of need to decide what do I think we need most, and then go look at the resumes. But you know, either one of these two individuals, and they're good people with good skill sets. There's not one good, one bad, and I just detest that about the political back and forth and all the, I mean, there are so many folks whose, you know, stomachs are tied in knots right now. I can't even begin to tell you. I hear from them 10 times a day. And I think, really? Really? I mean, this is a pleasant problem. This is a good thing. Campaigns are tough for a reason. You put these people through the paces. You know, you want to see them at events like last night at the co-op meeting and, in Minot, which I know a lot of those electric co-op meetings are happening all across the state. And that's great. That's a perfect opportunity to see a lot of folks get together. And I have some bacon for you, Char, because that is by far the best call of the hour. We're going to send some Cloverdale bacon. Do you like Cloverdale bacon?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Well, I'm with you, Char. I don't know if there's any other kind. And I just got to remind anybody that isn't, you know, as smart as you and I are, Char, on how to buy bacon. If you go by, you know, a supermarket cooler and you see farmland, that's Chinese bacon. You don't want that stuff. Did you know it was Chinese owned?
Well, that's a whole other subject I could get onto, our country of origin on our food products.
Yeah, that's a whole other show, as we say in this business. But, Char, hang on, because I'm going to ask Manny to get your information so we can send you off a coupon for a free pound of Cloverdale bacon on us. And thank you for saying what you said. I agree with you. By the way, that tradition started with Ed Schaefer. I believe Ed Schaefer transformed politics in North Dakota.
I agree with you.
He wouldn't walk in to a banquet filled with checkbooks without first going to the kitchen and thanking the wait staff and the people that are slaving over the meal, right? And never would take as much time with somebody that, you know, was not somebody, if you will. Everybody's somebody, but you know what I mean, that would go out of his way to talk to anybody that wanted to chat. And the accessibility, and that has continued, obviously, with John Hoven and Jack Dalrymple. And I believe with either Wayne Stengem or Doug Burgum as governor, the same thing will be true. That tradition started there, and it's a good one. We ought to cherish it because we are different in North Dakota, and it is awesome.
Chamber is still a class act.
They don't come any finer. They really don't. What a public servant. I mean, my gosh, like a governor, ag secretary. Okay, I'll be president of UND. What else do you need me to do? I mean, it's really phenomenal. It is, Sean. Thanks a bunch.
He did a hard job at UND, too.
Did he ever? My gosh.
Yep.
Yeah. That was no layup. You're exactly right, Sean.
Yeah.
Well, call again. It's nice chatting with you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hang on. Now, don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. The bacon is coming your way. Hang on. All right, Don Minot, what's on your mind?
Okay, your promo ad this morning, and I heard it earlier on your show, with Mike saying you don't allow people to say things that you don't believe in. There's a way around that, I think.
Say that again? There's a way around it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go around different towns and cities here in North Dakota. You know, you're coming up to the state fair. Go on your Facebook or something and go, if you want to be the host of the show one day or for an hour, you know, submit your name and then have them host the show. That way they have whatever time that they're the host. So.
But the problem is, what if Mike says, I want to host the show, and he comes on and he sounds like a communist for an hour? Then people that are used to the show being about, you know, what's on other people's minds and having a say, you know, I like the idea, by the way, of giving other people voices. And I'm actually okay with the idea of even, you know, having a little fun sometime with a contest for guest hosting the show. But I think people come here for a program that is different than, you know, the drivel that's everywhere else. And but I will also say this. We don't silence anybody. You know, that I think you're talking about a conversation that between John Trandum and Mike that Todd has used in a promo. He's on the air complaining that you can't get his voice on, and they kept saying, you're on. What do you want to say? You're on. You know what I mean? Like,
I would keep the mics out there. You know, there's more than just Mike out there that calls up saying, well, you don't allow us to say things. You have to get with the legal department, you know, and probably have to buy a beeper.
Well, no, I like your idea, but my point is we do it every day.
We give
anybody and everybody a voice. We don't silence anybody. We don't cut anybody off. Within reason, you can't come on and say something totally outrageous and not, you know, said something racist. I'm going to say sorry, call's over, right? But I mean,
I'm going to go like this. We can't have that.
Exactly. Weston Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind?
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. If you use the promo code Scott, you get that great 4-for-1 deal. So remember that, MyPillow.com, then promo code Scott, and the super duper deal that nobody else has. It's not on Fox News. It's not on any other channel. Nobody, not the mall, nowhere are you going to get this deal. Okay? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. By the way, Father's Day is coming up. The least you can do for your father is get him a good night's sleep. Okay? All right. We're going to chat with Gary Emmett, a former party chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, hanging out with Donald Trump yesterday in New York City. What was that all about? Wes and Bismarck has been waiting. I'm going to get Wes in and one off-air call, and we'll get to Gary here. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Wes, what's on your mind?
Yes, when I head to the polls on Tuesday, I ask which candidate is best qualified to lead an Article 5 convention of state. That is what I will be asking myself when I cast my vote on Tuesday.
And how do you answer that? Do you know yet?
I think we'll let the listeners think that over for themselves. I think the answer is obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously a lawyer would probably be better equipped to do it. The question is, do you have a stomach for it? Do you want to do it? So a decent question. It's not an uncomplicated matter on the Article 5, but I do believe we're going to get to a crisis point at some point in this country where we say, are we going to continue to ignore the Constitution and the 10th Amendment, or are we going to do something about it? And Article 5 is doing something about it. So it's a good question. I'll ask Gary about that because I know Gary's well-versed in that issue in a minute. First, one more off-air call. We got a bunch of these coming in and want to get to as many as we can on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Roll it, Todd.
The question is for Doug Burgum. I've known him for many, many years. Used to work together with him on some committee work with the old GNDA many years ago. I know he's a fantastic businessman and a great individual. He has spent a lot of money sending information to my home, but nothing has a phone number on, or I finally got one with a box number. Just send him a question, but haven't heard back, but there hasn't been much time. But my question is, what is his feelings on pro-life and on same-sex marriage? I have not heard a thing about that. And both candidates are fantastic. I wouldn't have a problem voting for either one of them, but that is the big issue for me, and I have not been able to get any information. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. That was an off-air call that came in during the break. Question that will come up in today's debate is one of the questions I have on my list because there has been some confusion out there. I believe both candidates are in exactly the same place on those issues. And it wouldn't be 100% as I'd like it, but it's better than I thought it was, honestly, for both of them. And the North Dakota Family Alliance did some work on this. There was some confusion on the answers that Doug Burgum had asked. I specifically went to say, well, why wasn't there an answer there, and what is your answer here? And got the answers to lead me to believe that they are exactly the same. But we will press on that issue today, trying to just make it a simple yes-no on those issues so that you know as voters where each of these candidates stand. So appreciate the question, and we will add that one to the list. Gary Ameneth is he sometimes guest hosts this program as recently as this week, as a matter of fact. But he's also a former chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, and he's also a friend of the Donalds because he was in New York City yesterday at quite an extraordinary meeting, and there's some national media stories that are quoting Gary about the event. The media was outside the tent, very curious what was happening, and Gary was inside the tent, so we get to talk about it today on the program. Gary, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. It's good to be on the show. I enjoyed hosting it the other day, and I have to admit, I heard your question on Article 5. We actually had a half-hour discussion on the Convention of the States, and we discussed it at length, had a half hour from the guy from Fargo, Jerry, not Jerry, my mind blank. Anyway, gentleman from Fargo, my mind blank, was related to, we discussed Article 5, and then we had a regional director from Kansas on. And, you know, I think there's a lot of support from within Republican ranks on that Article 5. I know the last legislative session, there were some issues with that, and I think your caller would find good support within Republican circles regarding that, giving power back to the states and taking some of that away from Washington. So anyway, yeah, I had an exciting meeting yesterday. I was
Before I ask you about that, though, I did just finish on Article 5. The caller was saying which of the candidates is best equipped. He said, I think I know the answer, but every voter should ask themselves that. I assume that means he believes Wayne would be the best equipped because he's the attorney general and is an attorney and is used to fighting the federal government, right? So how would you answer that question?
Well, I hate to say it. I think it's probably neither of the two front runners. I guess it's probably someone from the Libertarian Party, maybe even Marty Risky, because they would be pretty anti-federal government role. So I think his suggestion is neither of the two you're thinking of. My suggestion is he's probably going to think it's Marty Risky on the Libertarian side.
Interesting. All right. But I think the Republican candidates ought to be asked about it as well. I think that's fair. You have endorsed Doug Burgum, and I don't think we've had you on the program since you did. I don't know if this came up when you were guest hosted or not, but before we could talk about tomorrow, tell me why you endorsed Doug Burgum.
Well, I came out about 2-3 weeks ago, and I purposefully didn't talk about my position on the air. I just didn't think it was appropriate as a guest host on your radio show. But yes, I did come out for Doug, and I've known Doug casually for a number of years, but I just really feel that what's going on in the state of North Dakota, we need an innovator, someone who's really got a background from business. I think some people have kind of said Doug's not equipped, having come from the private sector and the business background and all that stuff, and I'm going like, I would rather take a business private sector person to run the state like Ed Schaefer did, and I think you see that with the Ed Schaefer endorsement. Or else you go down the road of, do you have someone that's been in politics forever? And I think this is a season where, to the point that Wayne Stenger is a good man. I like Wayne a lot. I'm just saying that there's a time that I think we need to be looking at someone with innovation that's got been in the private sector, that's been a part of creating jobs. And I think in Doug's case, you know, here's a guy that built a great company, came back to North Dakota and decided to, you know, invest in North Dakota and stay here. You know, thousands of employees, high-paying jobs, made a lot of people a lot of money. In fact, some of them have been quite wealthy off of it. And I think you bring that approach to industry and business in North Dakota with the budget shortfall. It's time for someone to do that. I think Doug's right for the time. And I think on another level, I had that message you had with the caller on the right to light. I think that's been really Doug's been very misrepresented on that. Some people said Doug actually said he's pro-choice, and if he was, I wouldn't have endorsed him. I called Doug multiple times before I endorsed him, and I said, hey, Doug, I need to work through this issue on life because I'm a strong pro-life advocate. Now, that being said, the solidest pro-life guy is Paul Storm. But Paul Storm, I just don't think, is competitive in this race. So then you have to kind of say, well, who's going to be the next governor of North Dakota who's going to win this primary? And so when I talked to Doug at length about it, I think Doug and Wayne's position are the same. People have kind of advocated that Doug's pro-choice. He's not. He said, he's told me personally that he's always been pro-life, that he is only will support abortion in the case of rape, incest, or the health of the mother, or the life of the mother being at stake. And so I think you're going to have to ask Doug that today for himself. But from my perspective, Doug's solid on that issue, and I don't see any difference between Wayne's position and Doug. They're not quite as hardcore as I am, but my belief is they're pretty much even Stevens on that issue.
All right. You yesterday found yourself in a and by the way, we will cover those issues on the debate coming up in 20 minutes, so get set for that. If questions or comments ahead of time, certainly welcome. 800. Let's see. What number can we tell you for the questions in advance if you'd like? 855-200-1776, extension 1. You got a question for Gary, you can call now on our regular line. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. So Donald Trump goes into the Four Seasons yesterday in New York City. I have to see it on Fox News Channel, and they have, like, this stakeout out front, and they're like, nobody knows what's going on. Oh, Donald Trump's going in with all these heavy hitters. And you see Donald Trump walk in, and then right behind him, Harold Hamm, and, you know, out of the motorcade. And then, you know, Carl Cameron's having a cow because he doesn't know what's going on in the meeting. And I later find out you're in the meeting as well. So bring us inside. What the heck happened?
Well, first of all, it's kind of ironic that I got invited to the meeting, but, you know, Congressman Cramer and I have come out supporting Donald Trump, and we're going to raise quite a bit of money for the Republican Party and Donald Trump campaign in North Dakota. And I guess they had, it was really a focus on raising money and sharing the strategy of what are the scenarios, how Donald Trump gets the 270, you know, electoral votes to be president. And so they had a strategy meeting. They had fundraisers or people that are big donor people from all over the country. And, but it was a small group, 60, 70 people. And, you know, Donald Trump spoke, Chris Christie spoke, you know, Paul Manafort, Corey Lewandowski, the whole campaign, the finance team, Ryan Priebus was there. You know, they had Woody, the owner of the New York Jets. And I mean, it is a set from, it was full of heavy hitters. I'm sat looking around doing that. What am I doing in here? So, but it was a laid out a strategy to make the case that Donald Trump can win. He's going to raise the money. There's been concern. Is Donald Trump going to have enough money to compete with Hillary's $2 billion? And the point of it was they were reaching out to the group there to say, hey, you're part of our inner circle that would be part of putting this money together, and here's our strategy of how we're going to win. And so I guess I found myself probably in a meeting that was probably outclassed by a long ways, but it was fun to be a part of it and hear the strategy win. And I believe Donald Trump's going to win this fall, and he's going to have all the money he's going to need. He's just what it is. In other words, when I look at an outside situation, what it is, people want an outsider in Washington to take over. Donald Trump is the outsider. Hillary Clinton is not. Number two, on the issues that people are polled on, Trump is two to one over Hillary right on the issues. So as time goes, the message goes out. I believe Donald Trump, he's going to say what he says. You know, he kind of is a straight talker, but he gets himself in trouble. I think people will see beyond that because they want to see a change in this country, and he's the guy that's going to do it.
What, do you hear anything that blew you away? That Donald, I know Donald Trump will actually address the group, but anything new that you said, wow, there's a key point that that I didn't think of?
Well, I think what probably more so than that, it was pretty standard Donald Trump stuff. He was a lot lower key because he was maybe, I guess, I'd say amongst friends and family, and he was, you know, fairly straight up on what he, you know, winning the race. He didn't get into maybe some of the bombastic stuff that he says when he's at a rally because it was very low key and these were amongst friends and people that have known Donald a long, long time and have been supporters of his, even in business and industry as well. But I think the thing that's different this time is with Reince Priebus, national chairman there. I was next to Reince and we had a good business. And I think the thing about it is that you're going to see the Republican National Committee work much closer. So the state parties and the national party are going to work more hand in glove than ever before because Trump has like 70 staff people. Hillary has 780 staff.
That's a good point. And by the way, as folks that want Donald Trump to win, you want that news because that means they got the apparatus there that the Trump campaign doesn't have. Fascinating stuff, Gary. Travel safely. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great, Scott. Take care. Have a good debate.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how being trained in first aid and CPR could mean the difference between life and death.
It's not something to be afraid of. And I think that's what too many people are concerned about is that, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that. And, I'm, you know, something happens to somebody, I'm just going to let a paramedic or somebody else take care of that. And this person will be fine. And You know, what you have to understand is any day, anything can happen. And the thing I think is so interesting is that there's a time lag between even the fastest paramedics, and we've got some phenomenal fast paramedics here in Bismarck, but no matter how quick it is, it's not as fast as immediate. And if you're on the scene immediately, you can do something if you know first aid and CPR. And I think that's the thing to understand is, you know, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes, you are right there on the scene and understanding what the emergency is and how to respond. You can save somebody's life.
To learn more about becoming trained in first aid and CPR, go to ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yeah, with some of the stuff that's been coming in the last couple of days, I'll reiterate what I have said on your show before, that you are a way more gracious and honest host than the previous two. And I'm talking about Mr. Schultz, who thought if he turned it off and got the last word in, he was right, and our other buddy, Mr. Joel. And so, yeah, I don't know what they're saying either, sir. Just keep up doing what you're doing, even though I don't agree with you all the time. Thanks.
Well, I'm not sure we could have been received a better compliment than that, because even if you appreciate what we do and how we do it, even though you don't always agree, that's exactly what we're trying to do here, right? We understand. We give opinions. I mean, I get up every day and I'm thinking what my opinion is on 10 different issues on any given day. Of course people are going to disagree with that, right? I mean, there's going to be, when you give your opinion, people disagree. So we expect that, and quite honestly, what we hope is you realize that if you do disagree, that you're going to call here or email here or text in and get a fair shot at making your point. We always, always will do that. So thanks very much. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're brought to you today by in part by our friends at B-Mobile. And they have those $650 checks waiting for you when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. That's right, up to $650 could be yours. Maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. It happens. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement or left Verizon and realized the other guy's network just didn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, doesn't matter. You can come home to Verizon to B-Mobile, and they will pay your fees to switch. All the details in-store. Stop and see them. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks. They're in Williston. Heck, they're in Valley City. They're in Wappan, and they're in Jamestown, Devil's Lake, and Botno. But I'd give to be in Botno with an 80 to 90-degree weekend. I'm telling you what, Metagoshi, here I come. Thiefer Falls, Detroit Lakes, and Bemidji and Minnesota, some great lakes around there too, but not Metagoshi. BeMobile.com. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. That looks to be the one and only Jim Casper, who is going to get my vote in November. He is on line 1-1 to school us up on the Article 5 convention. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm listening to your program, as I always do, and just wanted to clarify. The Article 5 convention is a legislative action. It is not an executive branch. The Constitution of the United States says that legislatures, if 34 state legislatures call for a convention of the states to consider amendments, then the convention of Article 5 is called. Legislative branch has nothing, or executive branch has nothing whatsoever to do with it.
All right, and so good point. I was telling that caller that he should be more interested in what others think. But so your point is the governor's candidates ought to let us know where they're at on this. But ultimately, legislative leaders are going to get this to you and your colleagues to vote on, and then a governor has to sign it. Is that right?
No, the governor doesn't do anything. What happens is... And before we get off the subject, we have already passed two bills to call for Article 5 conventions in the last legislative session. So North Dakota is on record supporting, and we voted to have an Article 5 convention.
So we've done our part in North Dakota. We just got to wait for enough states to get in the game.
Yeah, and we're getting close. I think we're close to 30 state legislatures now that have passed legislation. There's three or four different approaches. The one that we passed is to require a balanced budget of the United States Congress. That's the one we passed. We had one Article 5 bill, which I was the prime sponsor of, that would have allowed additional items to be discussed at the Article 5 convention, such as limiting terms of Congress, requiring a certain terms of the federal Supreme Court justices and other modified things. That passed the House, and the Senate killed it, which I was very disappointed on. But what happens, Scott, when 34 state legislatures call for an identical convention, then all 50 states send the equal number of representatives to this convention.
I can hardly wait for that day, I'll tell you. And you know what? This is an issue I need to get better schooled up on, but I'm glad to know we've done our part in North Dakota. Now we're waiting for the others to get it. And as you say, it's getting close, so keep us posted. I'm proud to say Jim Casper represents yours truly in the state legislature, and you will have my vote in November along with your.
Well, Scott, I appreciate that a lot. It's going to be a tough election in District 46. The Democrat Party has recruited two Republicans to run as Democrats, and so we're going to be running against former colleagues of ours, and it'll be interesting. But we've got a good campaign plan put together with Jim Jones.
This is what's left of the Democratic Party in North Dakota now. They've got to target some legislative races.
We're going to be successful.
Well, I'm just saying, Republicans need to realize that's what's going on and pay attention. So Jim Casper, Shannon Jones Roars, and Jim Roars, who would be, what an addition he would be to the state Senate. My gosh, to have a business leader like Jim Roars would be really great. So a little shout out for the folks in District 46. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the clarification. Steve Fargo, got a minute for you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. Just quick questions that kind of drive me crazy, and there's no answer for them. The first one is, I can't understand Kasich and Crystal and some of these other quote-unquote conservatives that are, trashing Trump. I mean, either you don't have to love the guy or whatever, but if you're going to try to, ruin his candidacy and elect Hillary Clinton, you're an idiot if you're a conservative. I mean, they don't understand the Supreme Court or anything else. And then finally, I would have loved to have had a conversation with Gary. What is the deal with, indictment or no indictment on Hillary?
that train seems to be, it's unbelievable. The evidence seems overwhelming, but there
is sure does. It sure does. You know, my take is they're running the clock out, Steve, and try and get it past, November election or something. I don't know, but it smells the high heaven, no doubt about it. Appreciate your call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. The Big Debate next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.